example, this information shed light on the problem. This information shed light on the problem. 这份情报会有助于搞清楚这个问题。For another example, can you shed any light on the case of the fire? Can you shed any light on the case of the fire? 你能够解释清楚这次火灾的 事情吗？ So even seemingly insignificant remains can shed interesting light on the history of early man. 那么即使看起来微不足道的遗物，也可能揭示人类早期历史中一些有趣的内容。Shed interesting light on the history of early man. Okay, now translate a sentence. Using the word phrase, shed light on. 他将能够揭示这宗珠宝失窃案。He will shed light on the case of stolen jewels. He will shed some light on the case of the stolen jewels.OK， 那么在第一自然段当中，我们可以说学到了许多优秀的短语和句式。OK， now listen to me carefully. Don't refer to your textbooks. In a unique position, select from the great mass of evidence, the bewildering amount of information. What is more?As it were, in action, be faced with, available, shed interesting light on. Now let's study the second one. Up to now, historians have assumed that calendars came into being with the advent of agriculture. Up to now means so far.Up till now, 迄今为止，到目前 ，historians have assumed, 历史学家们一直主观地认为 ，that calendars came into being with the advent of agriculture. Come into being, it means come into existence, come into existence, 表示产生、出现。有关于Come into 的表达方式，请同学们注意。Come into being 相当于 come into existence， 产生、形成。如果想表达上台 ，come into power， 开始使用 come into use， 没错，直接和名词或动名词形式搭配。With the advent of agriculture， 这是我们在词汇表当中所学过的一个重点表达方式。随着农业的出现，那么掌握住了这两个短语 come into being 以及 with the advent of agriculture， 语句就变得比较简单了。迄今为止，历史学家们认为日历是随农业的出现而产生的。 Why? For then, man was faced with a real need to understand something about the seasons.我们再次用到了 be faced with， 但是要注意这次一个固定搭配结构 be faced with a real need to do something， 面临着一种做某事情的真正需要，因为当时人类正面临着一种弄明白有关于季节这个问题的真正需要。 Now translate a sentence using the key structure be faced with a real need to do something。我们正面临着一种把英语学好的需要。We are faced with a real need to learn English well. Recent scientific evidence seems to indicate that this assumption is incorrect. 而最近的科学研究却发现，好像这种假设是不正确的。Indicate, 揭示 ,OK?Now the third paragraph. Historians have long been puzzled by dots, lines, and symbols which have been engraved on walls, bones, and the ivory tusk of mammals. I want you to catch the key structure. Historians have long been puzzled by.
我要求大家把握这个句子的主干。
Historians have long been puzzled by.
长期以来，历史学家们一直被什么什么所困扰着。
We have learned how to use puzzle, and you know the difference between puzzle and bewilder. So, what have long been puzzled by?
那么他们一直被什么所困扰呢？
Dots, lines, and symbols.
被这些点呢、线呢、符号啊。
Which have been engraved on walls, bones, and the every tasks of mammals.
当然这些点呢、线呢、符号啊，是刻画在墙壁上、骨头上，以及古代长廊像的下扬上。
The Normans who made these markings lived by hunting and fishing during the last ice age, which began about 35,000 BC and ended about 10,000 BC. Norman,
游牧民。
Who made these markings?
Who? 所以呢，定语从句修饰 Normans. 那么做出这些符号标记的游牧民
lived by hunting and fishing.
他们是靠狩猎打鱼为生。
During the last ice age, which began about 35,000 BC and ended about 10,000 BC,
which 引导定语从句修饰了
the last ice age.
那么这些游牧民生活在公元前约35,000年到公元前约10,000年的冰川期的末期。请同学们把握住开始结束
begin and end.
Got it.
By correlating markings made in various parts of the world, historians have been able to read this difficult code.
Okay, answer me a question.
How can historians read this difficult code?
那么这些历史学家们是怎么能够破译这些困难的密码的呢？
Here, read, it means to understand. By correlating markings made in various parts of the world.
Correlate 是相互联系。通过使得世界各地的所刻画出来的符号相互联系在一起，历史学家们终于能够弄明白这些难度比较大的符号的含义了。
That is to say, the markings made in various parts of the world have got a lot in common.
那么也就证明说，世界各地所刻画出来的这些符号还是有其共同之处的。
So,By correlating, historians have been able to read the difficult code. We have found that it is connected with the passage of days and the phases of the moon.
We have found what? 那么他们已经发现了什么了呢?
It is connected with, or it is associated with.
那么他们发现代码与昼夜更替和月亮圆缺有关。这里的 8 指代上文所出现的 code.
It is, in fact, a primitive type of calendar.
那么事实上，大家知道，这就是原始上的一种日历了。In fact, 我们可以替换为 as it is, 会用 actually or in reality.
Got it.
It has long been known thathunting scene depicted on walls were not simply a form of artistic expression. 请同学们抓住主干。
It has long been known that.
大家早就知道。
It has long been known that.
那么我们知道什么呢?
The hunting scene depicted on walls were not simply a form of artistic expression.
画在墙上的狩猎图案并不单纯是艺术表现形式。
They had definite meaning.
他们有其特定的含义。
For they were as near as early man could get to writing.
因为他们以接近古代人的文字形式 as near as, okay? It is possible that there is a definite relation between these paintings and the markings that sometimes accompany them. 请同学们注意这个足架。It is possible that there is a definite relation between and. 期间有特定的关系，这是有可能的。那么什么与什么之间的关系呢？ Between these paintings, 是这些绘画作品， and the markings that sometimes accompany them. Them 指代的是 paintings. 这些墙上的图画以及紧随其后的刻痕是有相互联系的。In fact, we can say, these paintings are connected with the markings that sometimes accompany them. Got it? It seems that man was making a real effort to understand the seasons 20,000 years earlier than has been supposed. Suppose, you know, proposed. 比人们所假定的要早出了两万年的时间。The man was make a real effort to understand the seasons. 人们在弄明白季节这个问题的时候是真正做出了努力。那么这件事情进行比人们想象的要早了两万年的时间。So, in the third paragraph, please remember, historians have long been puzzled by live by hunting and fishing, read this difficult code. It has long been known that make a real effort to understand the seasons. Got it?